Happy New Year's Eve. It's your host, Sherry Miter of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast, and this is our last show of 2020. We made it. We made it. Oh my gosh, what a year it has been. Pretty crazy, right? Well, I wanted to bring you this podcast as we end 2020 and start into 2021 with an idea to help you get your 2021 launched and get some stuff done in 2021. And I'm not going to share on air here my new quiet tagline, but basically it is, I guess I am going to share it here. Get some SH blank blank done in 2021. You get the idea, right? I guess that's my hashtag. Okay. My show for you today, quick little bonus episode here, and it's going to be about your first 100 days in 2021. And Franklin D. Roosevelt coined the phrase, your first 100 days. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because a president's first 100 days in office set the tone for his entire four-year presidency. And they try to get the most done in their first 100 days to really make an impact and to show all that they can accomplish. And I was already kind of thinking about that. Like, what if we took that mindset of our first 100 days of the year that we really honed in on something? And then I was listening to a new book by, well, it's new to me, Russell Brunson of ClickFunnels. And he talked about showing up in your business consistently, which we all know consistency is king, it's queen, whatever you want to think. Consistency is the key to everything. But in this book, he was talking about how he committed for a year to do a podcast every single day. And it was funny, my husband and I were having lunch as we were listening to this. And I turned to Tom and I said, no way. Like, I can barely get two episodes a week out sometimes. I don't think I could commit to every single day. That's a lot. Like, what would I even talk about? But as I was listening to Russell talk about this concept, and I thought, why not? And he shared that when he did that, he just showed up and talked about his entrepreneurial journey, his journey to building his ClickFunnels business. And I thought, well, okay, I could do that. I could show up here every single day for at least 100 days. I'm not going to commit to the year. We'll see. But I am going to commit to the first 100 days of 2021 to show up every single day here for you and to share with you my journey into building my Uncharted Entrepreneurs brand, my Sherry Miter Co. business, all of that. And I want to ask you to take this 100-day journey with me. One, hold me accountable to it. Now, here's the thing. If I'm going to go on vacation, and this is the same for you, because I want you to start thinking, and I'm going to give you some ideas, but I want you to start thinking, what could you commit to for the first 100 days of 2021 that will launch your business that much faster, that much further ahead? And, you know, if we want to go on vacation, if we want to take some time off, everything today, you can schedule ahead. So I just have to be better prepared. I have to plan it out that if I'm going to be away for a few days and I'm not going to be able to go live that day, I just got to get my podcast out there and have it saved, ready to be put out there for you guys. So what about you? What are some things you could do for the first 100 days and commit to showing up every single day for 100 days for your business, for the business you're working on, for what you want to do, maybe in your job, maybe in your life? Maybe you've always wanted to write a book. Could you commit to the first 100 days of the year that you're going to show up for at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes and write? Or maybe you're going to write so many words every single day for the first 100 days, no matter what, even if you don't feel like it. Or maybe you're going to show up and to talk about your business and what you're good at. Talk about your superpowers to your fans. You could show up on Instagram. You could do it on Facebook. You could show up in LinkedIn, Pinterest, do a podcast. Pick one of those things and commit to showing up every single day so that you can be seen. Or maybe if you are in network marketing and you got to get more consistent at making phone calls to your customers or potential customers or booking appointments, maybe you commit to a minimum of one call every single day. Like that'd be 100 calls in 100 days. What would that do for your business? Like imagine that. Or maybe you just need to build better relationships within your community of other entrepreneurs or business people or socially. What if you wrote a note every single day? There's a book about that I read once. I forgot what it was, but I just remember that as I was saying that, where he committed to writing a note every day. And it was really cool to see how that, what transpired after that, the relationships that were built. Maybe it's sending a message out about your business, a personalized message to somebody, reaching out, expanding, letting people know, you know, even people that maybe whatever you offer, you're going to reach out to somebody every single day. And some of those reach outs, they may not be your ideal client, but at least let them know what you do now. And they might lead you to somebody who can use your services. So think about that. What's that one activity that if you committed to doing it for at least the first 100 days of 2021 would move you closer to your ideal life, your ideal business, all of that? What is that one activity? You know what it is. And if you don't know, dig deep. And if you, after you dig deep, you can't figure it out, give me a call and we can chat about it. Send me a DM and we can voice DM and figure out what is that one activity you need to commit to. And then hold me accountable. Let's hold each other accountable. Let me know what your one thing is. I just shared with you what my one thing is, and that's showing up here every single day for the first 100 days. So let's hold each other accountable, okay? And then the other thing I wanted to share with you that kind of ties in with just getting your business off and running in the new year is I've made a decision based on some conversations I was having with some people that you guys have heard me talk about the goal setting course that I've launched. And part of that was doing the vision board creating course live. Now, we weren't able to do it this past week live like I had planned. It just didn't work out. But I'm going to schedule that for Saturday, January 9th. And if you feel like you don't need the whole course on goal setting, which is pretty darn fabulous, I have to say, that's okay. You can still join the vision board creating course. I'm going to offer that for $19. So just $19, you could pop into the vision creating course for 2021 and get in there. It's going to be a Saturday morning workshop on Zoom. So we'll do this on Zoom. I'll send you out all the details, what you need to have ahead of time. And I'm going to take you through step by step how to create a vision board. But then even more important than creating it is then how to use it so that the things you put on your vision board can then come to fruition. Because it's not just about cutting out pictures and pasting them on a board. You guys have heard me say that before. So that's the vision board creating workshop that will be held again on January 9th. If you want more details, send me a message on Facebook, private Facebook message. I'm just Sherry Miter on there. Or you can email me at sherrymiterco@gmail.com. So sherrymiterco@gmail.com. And I'll send you all the details. Or make sure you're a member of our Facebook community, the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Facebook community. I'll also be sharing the details as they unroll in that community. So love to have you join us for that. And of course, if you need the whole goal setting course, the link is in the show notes. Inside the whole course, you get goal setting for your personal life and goal setting for your professional life, along with the vision board creating workshop. So there we have it. So I can't wait to hear from you. What are you going to commit to doing for your first 100 days of 2021? Oh, and the last thing with that, I just wanted to mention, if by chance you don't even have a business goal or a career goal to work on a health goal or work on a personal goal. Maybe for the first 100 days, you're going to, you know, exercise for 10 minutes or walk a mile or walk up and down your stairs. I've been doing that because it's cold outside. I'll just go up and down my stairs for a few minutes. So it doesn't have to be a business goal if that's not what you're working on. But how you launch the first 100 days will set the entire tone for 2021. So anyway, have a happy new year if you're listening to this today. And if not, we'll see you in the new year. And don't worry, if you listen to this later and it's already, you know, past January 1st, start today. Just start your 100 days today. All right. We'll see you in the new year. Have a great, happy New Year's Eve.